got a special edition of Dugout Station today. We're joined by the Yankees' top pitching prospect, Chase Hampton. He broke the top 100 also. He ranks 95th overall. So, Chase, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for coming on, Chase. We've been following you all year. You had an excellent season, and we're just so excited to hear more about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So what was your biggest step forward this year in your game? And did you make any changes to your pitching arsenal?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We added a cutter, and we changed my slider to more of a sweeper. And then we kept the curveball to what I had from college. And then we kind of just made bigger strides with the fastball and just kind of just made it a little bit better. And it just worked out from there.
I have to say that curveball is looking really sharp this year. I definitely noticed that you were getting a lot of whips with that, had some good movement on it, just looking nasty out there. So you went from Hudson to Somerset. You dominated in Hudson. So what was the biggest learning curve or challenge going up to Somerset?
Yeah, I think, you know, the hitters are different up there. So, you know, you definitely have to redefine your approach as a pitcher and, you know, pick and choose who you want to, you know, strike out and pick and choose who you want to, you know, get a little weak contact here and there. So I think the biggest thing for me was just to learn how to navigate through a lineup and, you know, figure out who's who and who's who, you know.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Who helped you in your development this season, and what was it like working with Grayson Crawford at Somerset?
Yeah. Grayson was a great guy. He helped me tremendously when it came to pitching and actually understanding how to pitch. I think combined, him and Preston Claiborne both helped me, you know, figure out, you know, what it takes to be a starter and how to, you know, navigate really, and, you know, to pitch longer. And, you know, this game gets harder the longer you go. And, you know, I had to learn very quick, you know, it's just a game. So you just have to go through it and you have to figure out, you know, how to play.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a good guy. We had him at Dugout. We interviewed Grayson also. And another question I wanted to ask was, what was the highlight of your season? Was there any moment or any game that stood out to you the most?
I think the highlight was probably just going up to Double A pretty quick. It was definitely it shocked me, really.
Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting it. You know, I don't. It's my first year. I didn't really know how all the system works and everything. So, I think that was probably the highlight. You know, is I guess showcasing what I can do, and then I guess it just helped me from there.
You had about 10 games with Hudson, right? Sounds about right. Yeah. So you went up fairly quickly. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Good stuff.
It's so impressive. I mean, it's your first year pitching pro ball. You have struck out like 77 batters and 47 innings in Hudson. You made light work of that. I think your ERA was around a 2.7 there, and they just set you right up. And it was great to see you in Somerset. You definitely gave them a nice boost as well. So the numbers on the year for Chase, we got 106 innings pitched, 145 Ks. ERA is a 3.6. Outstanding stuff for your first year pro ball.
Yeah, I know I struggled a little bit in Double A. You know, I kind of you know expected that, you know, to struggle, and you know it definitely hurt my confidence a little bit, you know, at first, because you know it is, you know, you come from High A, you're dominating, you know, you expect to dominate in Double A as well. So I had to learn really quick. You know, it's just a game, and you know you just have to take your strides where you get them.
I mean, I got to say, the Eastern League's one of the best in all minor league baseball. No sweat, bro. I mean, you got some really good hitters in there. A lot of guys have made it up to the majors really quick from that league. So it's tough. I mean, you see it. You see a lot of MLB talent in there.
I agree. There's a lot of good guys in that league.
I think one of your best games were against the Baltimore Orioles, High A affiliate, where you pitched 5 scoreless innings and struck out 9 batters. You also pitched, you had 4 games, 10 strikeouts or more in 4 games this season too. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to that, we just stuck to the plan, really. You know, we just, you know, we had the bread and butter with the fastball and cutter, and you know, once we got to two strikes, we used the wipeout stuff, either a slider or a curveball, and that just it just helped me out.
So speaking of that, you were shut down in 106 innings on the year. Was this something you knew was going to happen going in? Were you feeling fatigued, only throwing like 54 innings a year before? Like, what was your mindset through that process?
Yeah, I didn't really expect it. You know, I was kind of expecting to finish out the season for sure. You know, our team was going to playoffs. Of course, I wanted to pitch in that. But you know, I definitely was fatigued. You know, it was my first year. I haven't thrown that many in probably since high school. I think the last time I threw north of 80 innings was my junior year of high school. So, definitely was taxing on the body, but you know, every day you have to learn, you have to make strides, you know, to build up. And so I'm happy I got to at least get above 100.
Wow.
Well, to keep going and to enhance your skills, what's your focus and goals in your off season training? I know you told us you just had a session before the show.
Yeah. So, we're working on the changeup. We're trying to get a changeup to be a little bit better, more consistent. And then we're just gonna continue to attack to work with the fastball and cutter and make the slider command better, make the curveball command better. You know, just all around, just make them, you know, just a little bit better than what they were.
You spoke about college. What was your experience like going to school at Texas Tech? Are you a Texas boy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Born and raised? Awesome.
Born and raised. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm from a small town called Kilgore, Texas. It's in the Piney Woods. It's East Texas is what we call it. If you've ever heard of like Tyler, Texas, you know, White House is where Patrick Mahomes is from. So like 45 minutes from me. So yeah, it's a nice area. A lot of good athletes come from there.
Yeah. How was Texas Tech? Did you like that environment? Yeah.
I loved it. Even though it's in the middle of nowhere, you know, you're driving over there, you're passing by a bunch of wind turbines and everything, and you don't really know what's going on. It's a bunch of desert. But once you get into the city, man, it's awesome. I love Lubbock. I love being in the city. I love being in there. The coaches there, you know, it's a family base. You know, they pick and choose who they want there. You know, they don't want the high name, you know, high priced guys. You know, they want to get a guy in there that's actually going to work and, you know, that's going to make a difference for the team. So I really like that environment there.
Sounds good. And how did you get into baseball and or pitching in general?
Funny story. So my dad, my brother, he's 2 years older than me. We have the same birth month, but you know, still two years older than me. But he was playing T-ball, and they were a shorter man, and so I was 4 years old, and I got thrown into it. And so I started from there. I think when it came to pitching, you know, this is kind of cool. It's kind of a crazy story too. I almost quit my freshman year of high school. I didn't really like the game. You know, I really wasn't into it. I really wasn't finding it. And then, you know, come summertime, my brother was playing travel ball, and he basically was like, "Hey, we need a guy to come throw." And he's like, "I don't care what you say, you're coming with us." So, so he put me load up in the car. You know, I grabbed my cleats and everything, and I was like, I think 16, pitching against 18-year-olds. I haven't pitched in like, Lord knows how long. Probably about a month, and I did pretty well. You know, I actually didn't do too bad. You know, I kind of fell in love with the game there, and like fell in love with the atmosphere of like, you know, pitching to competition and trying to pitch up to the level. And I think ever since then, it just took off. You know, I really wanted to be a pitcher and really wanted to take it serious.
Awesome. Glad you did.
It worked out.
That's a great story. I love that. That's really cool. We love seeing the journeys of how everyone becomes to get to where they are now. So speaking of the journey in baseball, some passions. I did notice you were at a few playoff games, maybe even the World Series one, I want to say. So are you a Texas Rangers fan at heart?
At heart, man. I, yeah, the little kid came out of me whenever they won the World Series. For sure. But I didn't get to go to the World Series games. Me and one of my best friends, we went to a game 7 in Houston, and we got to see them, you know, go to the World Series. So that was really cool. It was a really cool atmosphere. I've never been to a playoff game ever. And, you know, I really enjoyed that, you know, being from a small town. And then, you know, in 2011 and 2012, whenever the Rangers lost both, you know, it really hurt. But then, you know, when they went back, I was super hopeful. And, you know, I think they had the best team this year.
Yeah. So going into the draft, what did you expect? Like, and I think you were drafted in the 6th rounds, I want to say. What was your reaction when it was Yankees?
Well, you know, honestly, man, I didn't even expect it. I kind of went into it not really knowing if I was going to get drafted. You know, I was a draft eligible sophomore, so I was, you know, I was kind of I kind of put it off because, you know, I was going to go back to another year and, you know, hopefully, you know, junior year is going to be my year. But, you know, my agent at the time, Joe Brennan, he called me. He was like, hey, look, we got a deal set up. You know, you want to take it? And I was like, dude, yeah, I want to get my foot in there. All right. And so, well, you know, it started from there. I was actually given a lesson too, which is crazy. I didn't know the draft started at 1 on TV, and I had a lesson at 1 o'clock.
Oh wow!
And so I was given a lesson, and he called me, and he was like, "Hey, you know, you're about to get your so and so pick." And I was all the way in Longview, which is like 20 minutes away. And I called my mom on the way, and I was rushing to her office. I was like, throw it on the TV. We got to watch it. So luckily I was there in time to watch them pick me. But I think, honestly, man, I think the Yankees are the holy grail when it comes to the minor league system. I mean, they do everything right. You know, when it comes to pitching, hitting, like they, you know, they take it seriously, and they really dive deep into you specifically too.
That's good to hear. I mean, we see it as well, you know, following the minors, but it's good to hear from your perspective being in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Because you got a lot of misconceptions going with the minors. Some people think the system's not that great, but we obviously know what's really going on down there. People like, oh, just trade them, they're prospects, like it doesn't matter, but they don't know the story behind the players. That's what we like to do.
We
know these guys, and like we appreciate the journeys and all the hard work, because it's a lot of hard work that goes even getting up to double A, like even any level of the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, what are your thoughts or feelings when you hear rumors of you possibly being traded, you know, for someone? How do you feel about that?
I'm honestly not too worried, you know. I mean, you know, if that's the path that they, you know, I go on, that's the path I go on, you know. I'm not really dreading on it, you know. If I do get traded, I get traded. If I don't, I don't. You know, I really feel like I really like the Yankees organization, and you know, if they want to keep me, I'm happy with that.
That's a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the draft. You were drafted with Drew Thorpe, and you two are both the top pitching prospects. I really want to know the dynamics between your relationship. I saw that funny video you guys were talking about Fortnite and donuts at Somerset release. I thought that was classic.
Yeah, man. He was my roommate in Hudson Valley. And, you know, at first he was very quiet when I got to meet him. You know, he doesn't really talk much. Which is fine. And I'm more of like, I want to get to know a guy before I get to, you know, actually like, you know, make any type of, you know,
jokes.
Yeah. Jokes or anything like that, you know, before I can bring myself out really. And so, yeah, getting to know him, you know, I got to know him really well. We roomed together both in Hudson Valley and Somerset and on the road in Somerset as well. And, you know, he's a great dude. I learned a lot from him. You know, I really did. It, you know, just by watching him, really. You know, he's a great guy to watch and pay attention to. You know, he knows how to navigate a lineup. I mean, I want to say he threw like 5 games in a row and he went 7 innings. You know, he's just a guy you want to watch and you want to learn from. And him being older and have a little bit more experience, yeah, I think that really helped me understand that, like, you know, it takes time to become, you know, to become a great pitcher. And not the fact that, you know, of course I want to be good now, but, you know, it does take time. It does take experience. And so, you know, talking with him and talking to him about the game and getting to know him better, I mean, I think our relationship's really good. I do say our competition level is there, though. We definitely have a an inside competition type of, like, we don't speak on it, but it's definitely.
Well, you both are the best of the litter, so you know.
Yeah, we have a good time though. We always mess with each other. We're always joking around, so it's good.
Yeah, you guys are 1A and 1B. That's what we were saying. 1A and 1B. I mean, you're both in the top 100. Do you have satisfaction being that you're ranked ahead of them, that you're 45? Like, do you laugh at them with that a little bit?
Not at all, man. I think we're neck and neck, dude. I mean, if I could have any word on it, you know, just by the way his season went, I don't see why he's not above me. You know, he had a great season. I mean, he's just a great pitcher. You know, he knows exactly what you're gonna get out of him, and I love watching him.
Do you feel like next year you'll start in AAA or?
I don't know. I have no idea how the system works and how the organization goes. You know, I don't know what they do. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of just in the system. You know, wherever they send me, I'm just gonna attack it with whatever I can give it.
Who were the toughest hitters you faced in the Yankee system or any other team?
Ooh, Yankee system. Let me think. I would have to say I didn't like throwing to Wells because I feel like he knew exactly what I was throwing. Because he also caught me too, so he always knew like what was coming.
What's coming?
Yeah,
that's just funny.
He knew what was coming every time.
Well, he calls the pitches.
He knows. But on the other team, I have to give respect, man. I really, even though the first couple matchups with Jackson Holliday, you know, it kind of went my way, but you know, he's just a great all around baseball player. You know, he knows how to hit. You know, he's a great prospect. I mean, he's the number one prospect for a reason. And you know, anytime he steps in the box, you know, I feel like for me, I'm locked in. You know, this is a guy you want to get out, and you got to every pitch counts. And you know, I got to give him his respect.
Who are some prospects that don't get enough attention? It could be a pitcher, it could be a hitter from the Yankee system.
Yeah, one that stands out to me is probably Caleb Durbin. He's such a good player. I mean, he has the heart for it too. He's gonna play his heart out. And another one, he's starting to get attention, but Ben Rice is a great one. He's one of my good dudes. I love him to death. And I'm thinking, I would say, you know, I think a sleeper honestly in our system is Clayton Beter. You know, he's a great pitcher. I mean, he has the experience. He's pitched for a while. He knows what he's doing. And I just hope to see him up there in the league someday.
Yeah, his name has been thrown out in trades also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those guys are awesome. Follow those guys this year too.
Yeah.
And in that video, you also shouted out Durbin and Bryce. I had a feeling you might answer Durbin with that. I was thinking you might do Durbin. He killed in the Arizona Fall League, so
he did. He did. Yeah. He had a great month in the Arizona Fall League. I was keeping up with it. He's a great player. I knew he was gonna do his job. You know, he always does it. You know, every time he's always given a task, and he's always just overcome the task with bigger numbers than what they're expecting.
What's your off season like in Texas? Like, how do you plan for the year?
Yeah. So what I usually do, I work out here in APEC in Fort Worth. That's where I live at in the off season. And I go in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every single day, at like 10 a.m. Wednesdays are at 9, and we work out, we throw, we do everything we need to do, and I just come back here and hang out. I'm trying to figure out how to give lessons over here because I just moved here to Fort Worth, so I'm trying to figure out a place to give lessons and make some money.
Okay.
Other than that, man, I kind of just enjoy the downtime. You know, being in the season, you're always up and running and going and going and going, and so I think right now it's really good to sit down and relax.
Good. What are some hobbies? Like, what do you like to do when you're in that downtime? Anything?
Yeah, well, the new Call of Duty came out, so I've been playing that.
Oh, you're a gamer.
Yeah, with my guys. Yeah, with some of my buddies back home. But I really do. I picked up the guitar probably like 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, probably this day now. So I kind of just pick it up here and there and just play. That's kind of just the little things I do. And, you know, I really just go hang out with my friends, you know, just enjoy the time because I don't get to see them during the season. And, you know, so I really like to enjoy that.
So what were some what's some stuff about the minor league lifestyle? Like, what's the life like during the year as a 6th round pick? I know you brought up trying to make some more money during the offseason. So, like, I know they made the conditions a little bit better, too. I know minor league pay has increased, but I know it was an issue that you guys were facing for a long time.
Yeah, I would say I probably had it better than most because it was my, you know, they changed a lot of those rules. And, you know, with the more pay that we get, which is nice, too, you know, I didn't really, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't really have what they had a couple years ago. So mm-hmm. I really can't speak on what they had, but I you know, it's nice, you know. I mean, they give you everything we need. I mean, we're fed breakfast and lunch if we need to. Dinner is usually on us, but after games, I mean, dinner's there because we're fed after games. And, you know, housing's nice, especially with us, the Yankees. Housing's really nice. I mean, travel, you know, travel on a bus, but you don't really have to go that far. But I mean, it's not even bad, you know. It's just like college. Honestly, I kind of this exact same thing, but you're just getting paid for it, really. So it's nice.
So before we were talking about Beter and Sandy brought up the trade rumors that he might be going through with the Rule 5. So, like, how difficult is that process for your teammates? Like, all with the deadline coming today and, like, not knowing where all these guys are going to be, and you see guys like Chappie who likes him for free agency. So, like, so are you guys talking constantly about it? You were just hoping for the best that some of your guys are safe? Like, it's got to be a little interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know today was the deadline. but I was talking to Beter today working out because he works out at
yeah.
Well, and he was like, dude, the deadline's in 7 hours. And I had
Oh, my God. We better protect him.
I was like, dang, I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know it was like that. So I'm praying for him. I hope he says.
Yeah.
I really do. I love him to death, dude. He's a great dude. Yeah, I learned from him. You know, he's an older guy, and I just watch how he does his stuff, and he does his stuff right, you know? So yeah, even if he does go off somewhere else, I hope and pray that he has a great, great career, and, you know, he takes his strides where he needs to, and he has a great career.
Awesome. So who else do you work out with? Beter and any other guys that we know?
Well, there's 5 Red Raiders that I work out with. So there's me, Beter, John McMillan, Caleb Killian, and then Parker Mischinski. I can't pronounce his last name.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
But yeah, I work out with them. They're there. Trent Grisham's there too, but he's with the position players. Bobby Witt Jr. is there with the position players.
Okay.
Not really, you know. I haven't really seen any like big name pitchers really, but you know, I mean, whoever's there, I feel like whoever works out at APEC, I feel like is going to make the league because they do everything right there, you know.
Do the coaches keep in contact with you guys, or like you guys already know your routine every day? Like, there's no need.
Yeah, so the people that they need to contact, of course, they're going to contact and, like, keep up with. But I guess guys like, you know, I like to do my stuff on my own. That's how I was raised and how I was built. You know, give me something to do, and I'm going to do it, right? So whenever they give me whatever I need, they don't have to contact me unless I need something back from them, whether that's, you know, I send them a video and they're like, hey, what am I doing wrong? Or, like, you know, I can say, like, I need this and this and this from you. Can you give me that? You know, but other than that, like, they kind of just let us do our own thing. You know, it's our off season. We, you know, we have to build it up ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. like, and it kind of shows whoever shows up to spring training, whoever's not ready and who is.
Facts.
You guys got a lot of good talent down there in Texas. Like, Bobby Witt's legitimate and a lot of other guys. Mm-hmm. seems like a hotbed for baseball now. I know it's known for football, but it seems like baseball's starting to crack its head in that a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. There's one of my buddies that I grew up with. His name's Hunter Holland. He got drafted in, I think, the third round by the Cincinnati Reds. And he's another name to watch. He's gonna be lights out. He's always been a sleeper. Nobody's really like been on him. And he went to Arkansas and had a phenomenal year at Arkansas. And I think he's gonna be one of those names to watch for this year or next year.
That's crazy too. Like, you played with such great talent, also, that there's probably kids pitching in the MLB or on their way there that you played with and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, and coming from like a small town, and then like going off and playing like these travel ball stuff, and like getting to meet all these different people. You know, it's really cool because you make connections with people, and you know, there's guys on different teams that I know, and of course like they know me, and you know, there's some guys on the team that I already know that I've played with or I played against. So it's cool. You know, it's nice.
My son played in Texas. He played JUCO, and then he played for UTRGV down there.
Okay.
So I told him I was interviewing you today. Like, he loves Texas. He was there for, like, I don't know, over 5 years.
What he's like, did he do?
Howard.
Okay, yeah, I know Howard.
So he's like, oh, yeah, ask him. He's like, what questions are you asking him? And I kind of told him. He's like, ask him about the off season. Ask him about the library. I'm like, library? What's the library? He's like, he'll know what the library is.
I know exactly what the library is.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is a place that we go to in Lubbock. That is a hot spot for sure.
Yeah, I hear.
That's awesome.
That's great. These connections are deep, and it's really cool to see all that Texas baseball stuff. So with that, you grew up a Rangers fan. Were there any pitchers you tried to model your game after? Any guys you really looked at? Any like big-time pitchers you liked growing up?
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Clayton Kershaw growing up. He pitched at Highland Park, you know, and I would always keep up with his numbers even though I was a little kid. So I really enjoyed watching him. You know, growing up, I always watched his starts, you know, even though it would be late at night, you know, he's in Los Angeles and I'm over in Texas, I'm staying up way above my bedtime watching the starts just to watch him, you know? And so, I kind of take a little bit from his game, even though he's a lefty, and then, kind of growing up in the sense of watching Gerrit Cole and watching, you know, Trevor Bauer and, you know, and then now you got DeGrom, which I love watching DeGrom, and even Max Scherzer. So, you know, there's a lot of people that I model after, but the Yankees love to say that I look just like Gerrit Cole when it comes to the point. But which I'm fine with.
That's a complete compliment. That's a huge compliment. Yeah,
wow.
He's a great pitcher. I mean, he should be Cy Young, without a doubt. So. That's kind of who I kind of model my game after now, just kind of watching him and the way he throws and how he attacks hitters. That's kind of the way I pitch now.
That's amazing.
Do you want to play the or game now? So we're going to just call out, Julian's going to call out names of pitchers. Of course, they're both amazing pitchers and you have to like choose which one you're
going to
go with.
I can do that.
All right, so we're going to start you off with some Yankees, and we'll mix in a few other things as well. So first one, we're going to go with Andy Pettit or CeCe Sabathia?
Andy Pettit, easy.
Ooh.
Sorry, CeCe. Sorry. Sorry.
Now we're going to go with Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera?
That's tough. I'd have to go with Mariano Rivera just because he's a pitcher. And he's a dog. He's lights out every time. I like him, yeah.
Respect on that one. So, David Cone or Ron Guidry?
David Cone. David Cone, for sure.
Now we're going to hit Texas. Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson?
Wow.
That's a hard one, right?
That's hard. Nolan Ryan. Just because he's Nolan Ryan. Yeah. He's probably, I think he's probably the best pitcher to ever play the game. So, yeah, Nolan Ryan.
Greg Maddux or Pedro Martinez?
Dang, dude, you're lighting me up. I'd have to say Greg Maddux. You know, he goes to the fundamentals of pitching. You know, just spotting up the ball in the zone. I mean, that is the gen. I think when it comes to pitching, that is the person you need to model after. When it comes to like starting to how to pitch, you know, to learn where to locate and learn how to, you know, work from the mound to the plate. You know, you don't have to throw so hard to get outs. You know, I think that's the perfect guy to watch.
What top players would be in your Mount Rushmore if you had to choose?
For sure, Nolan Ryan would have to go with that. I would have to say Clayton Kershaw because, I mean, he's undoubtedly one of the best pitchers of all time. Hitters, I would have to say I like Tony Gwynn. I will go down with saying Tony Gwynn is one of the best hitters of all time too. I like Barry Bonds. That's the power. That's the power of it. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care what anybody says.
That's your four.
That's the four. The four I can go with. That's it.
That's a good Mount Rushmore.
So we got Kershaw, Nolan Ryan, Gwynn, and Barry Bonds.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's unique. That's a unique answer we've got in here, and I love it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I do have one. What are your thoughts on Spencer Jones and the March and like watching those guys work and pitching against them sometimes in practice? Like, how high do you think these guys' ceilings are?
Dude, I didn't even, you know, watching Jason in Double A, even though his numbers were like his batting average was low, dude, he was making like crazy numbers. Like, when it comes, like, he was making contact with the ball, it was just going to people. You know, it really wasn't his fault. You know, he was doing everything right he could. And then whenever he got up to the show, I was actually there, his debut game, him and Wells' debut game in Houston. And I got to see him hit the home run off of Verlander. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, really cool.
getting to see that, you know, he's good. He's a great hitter. And then when it comes to Spencer, you know, he's just like me. I feel like he's got to have the experience. And once he has that experience, he's just going to make even bigger strides than anybody. You know, he's a great hitter as he is.
That draft class is looking awesome with you, Jones, and Thorpe. That's some serious potential and power you guys got going. I'm sure I'm missing some guys too, but that's looking like it's going to be a nice one for the Yankees.
Yeah, I hope we stay together. We'll see how that happens.
Yeah. And Beater too.
And Beater. That'd be nice. Yeah. Cool.
Beater is the one today. We got to cross up with Mr. Clayton today. Got to be protected.
Yeah.
Man, this was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. This was pretty cool. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this.
Really?
It was awesome.
We're happy to be your first, and we can't wait to put this out and just share and everything. And Chase, thank you so much for your time. Getting to know you was awesome. And we wish you nothing but continued success. Everyone follow Chase on social media too. Tell everyone where they can find you at.
Yeah, Instagram is just Chase_Hampton3, and then Twitter is just Chase_Hampton7. But I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I'll take followers. I'll take it. But yeah, dude, I really enjoy this, man. This is something pretty cool. I never thought I would ever be in this position. So to do this, I think this is awesome. Thank you all so much for having me on here.